A study out of UC Berkeley suggests caretakers for people living with dementia are at high risk of suffering from clinical anxiety, depression, and social isolation, but they could get relief thanks to some eye-in-the-sky sensors. That's a collaboration of artificial intelligence and behavioral science. For more on this, we're joined now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Robert Levinson, psychology professor at UC Berkeley and the study's principal investigator. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Tell us a little bit about these sensors, what they are exactly, and how they might be helpful.
Yeah, so we have a system that was developed with a company called People Power. It's located in Palo Alto. And the sensors are very much the kind of things you would have with a home security system. So there are entry sensors on the doors, and there are motion sensors that detect movement in different parts of the house, and there are temperature sensors and water leak sensors. And what makes this system unique is that instead of just saying yes or no, on or off, there's a background intelligence, artificial intelligence system that's working that sort of learns the normal pattern in every home. And then it can say, well, when that door opened at 11 o'clock at night, is that typical or is that worrisome for a particular home? And because of that, it's a very personalized system that learns over time and figures out when something happens that's really of concern, and then it provides a warning to the caregiver or the rest of the family that maybe they need to look in after the person they're taking care of.
Got it. So to be clear, these sensors basically keep an artificial intelligence eye on the person being taken care of, the person with dementia, and they can maybe give the caretakers a little bit of a break?
Exactly, yeah. The caregiving, especially as dementia progresses, becomes really around the clock concern, and caregivers become increasingly worried and anxious that something will happen when their attention is diverted and they stop leaving the home. And it's impossible to maintain that level of vigilance for a human every day, every hour. But the sensors and the artificial intelligence are able to sort of serve as a backstop and provide that kind of confidence that someone is looking out for the person in their care, even if in those moments where the caregiver has to do something else or do something that's good for them. And that's another whole part of this story, is if you can keep caregivers healthy, then it's really good for the people in their care.
So how were you able to test the sensors, and how well did they work? What kind of feedback did you get?
Yeah, so this is, it turns out this is a fairly large area of commerce now in this country. There are many, many products that are being sold that ostensibly are going to help people doing care, providing care in the home. And this is the first rigorous, controlled study of a technology to try to see if we can keep caregivers' mental health from declining. And so what we did is a classic study, kind of like you would with a vaccine. One group got the full monte of sensors and intelligence, and another group got a very minimal, almost like a placebo system. There was a little bit of warning, but not a lot. And then we looked at what happened with the anxiety levels in the caregivers. And after about 3 months with the system, we found that the people who were receiving this eye in the sky treatment, their anxiety was actually declining. And those in the control group, it was continuing to increase. And that was a statistically reliable and fairly clinically significant reduction. It's just a start. We don't have a system that's going to keep caregivers well forever. And we don't have a system yet that's going to target their depression and their loneliness. But I think if we can get a handle on helping them with their anxiety, that's a really important first step.
So then what would be next after this first step?
Well, I think the holy grail for us is depression and loneliness, because as people spend more and more time taking care of a loved one with dementia, they really become less connected to their social world. They become more and more isolated, and then they become quite depressed. And we need to find some way of using the kind of the social networking aspect of modern technologies to try to keep caregivers connected with their families, with life, with loved ones, with friends. And that's the next challenge for us, and that's what we're working on.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us and sharing a bit about your research. That is UC Berkeley psychology professor, Dr. Robert Levinson.